A flash flood watch is in effect for much of the region as heavy rainfall is in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow. This is all being driven by an area of low pressure that is moving into the Great Lakes region, and we've already had rain break out in many spots today as the leading edge of the storm system has been very slowly working its way from west to east across New York into New England. Later tonight, though, we'll start to see some heavier rain come in as an area of low pressure develops to our south along the warm front in the Carolinas and then lifts in our direction. So as that storm gets going, we'll see an increasing wind out of the south that will also help to increase the moisture and the humidity. And as that low works its way through the region tonight and tomorrow, we are under the gun for some potentially heavy rainfall in the range of 1 to 3 inches. And that's the reason why we do have that flash flood watch in effect, as some of these downpours are expected to result in some flooding conditions. On top of that, there's the potential for some rather strong thunderstorm activity, especially later tonight and tomorrow. And some of those storms could turn strong or severe. So on top of the threat for rain, which is likely region-wide, there's the potential for at least a few locally strong thunderstorms to come through. The storm will wind down later tomorrow from southwest to northeast as it moves away. We'll see the rain come to an end. And then for Thursday and Friday, we'll have an upper-level area of low pressure sitting across eastern Canada, and that will likely result in enough instability for clouds to bubble up each day, and there's also the potential for at least a few showers, mainly across the north country as we work through the end of the week, but it will certainly be nothing when compared to the rainfall that's coming tonight into the day tomorrow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the north country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, periods of rain. Rain will be heavy at times with possible thunder, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Rain likely with scattered thunderstorms, high in the 60s to lower 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Periods of rain tonight. Rain will be heavy at times with possible thunder, low in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, rain likely with scattered thunderstorms, high in the 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain. Rain will be heavy at times, possible thunder, low in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Rain likely with scattered thunderstorms, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, periods of rain. Rain will be heavy at times with possible thunder, low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, rain likely with scattered thunderstorms, high in the upper 60s to mid-70s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly across the north, high in the 70s, some 60s north, and the same forecast on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers north, high in the 70s with some 60s north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.